Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through to find out more about what's going on in the greater Des Moines Metro, in particular with Daryl Sarmento. He is the chamber executive for what has been reconstituted as the West Side Chamber. We'll get into all that and talk more about the West Side and all of the things that he's involved in just a moment. Daryl, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Michael.
All right. So you're a chamber executive.
Yes.
Right? All right. What does that mean?
Well, basically, it's nonprofit management. We have a board of directors, and they represent the Des Moines West Side Chamber of Commerce, and grew to the point where you hire professional staff to give leadership to your chamber, and that's what I do. I was the chamber director in Newton, Iowa for several years, and I've also been a small business manager and nonprofit fundraiser and was a member of several chambers. So I love the chamber world. Yeah.
You know, one of the interesting things, and we raise this all the time, especially for people who are listening to this wherever you happen to be in the world, and you say, oh, what are you talking about, West Side of Des Moines, or what is all this about? But you're also, because of this unique arrangement we have, an active member of the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
That is a big perk in the city of Des Moines, that if you join any of the chambers around the Greater Des Moines area, you're also a member under the big umbrella of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And that's a model that's been created by leadership and designed to serve the Greater Des Moines area.
Yeah.
And it's a nice perk, and it gives a nice regional voice, too, as well as focusing on your local community.
I think what's surprising about that for many people, they don't realize that it is the fourth largest chamber in the United States.
Yes.
And people from Fort Wayne to Oskaloosa, well, to all kinds of places, come here to Central Iowa to learn more about what's the magic sauce that makes all of this work.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a good time to be in Des Moines right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So as a chamber director, as a nonprofit director, as a fundraiser, as a you're also busy, I'm sure, doing stuff, events, and
ribbon cuttings, promotions, helping businesses connect, providing resources for businesses. Really, our organization is whatever the needs of the businesses are, as well as advocacy, helping businesses know when's road work coming up and how do we work with the city and making sure it doesn't interrupt the flow of business.
Have you ever seen more road work in your entire life? What the hell's going on?
It's all good. You know, it's like getting your kitchen remodeled at home. It's a pain when they're doing it.
Yeah.
But when you're done, and for the Des Moines West Side, I'll tell you, on the Des Moines West Side, we have over $200 million in economic development going on. And for an older, established part of the city, that's a lot of great improvements and renovations and additions going on. So we're excited about that.
How many members in your chamber?
About 230 right now and growing. Our chamber is just 10 years old.
Yeah.
We were born out of a recommendation from the Greater Des Moines Partnership to provide a better voice to the Des Moines West Side 10 years ago. That's when the downtown chamber was born. And they came to the Ingersoll Business Committee here on Ingersoll and Grand, and that's when the avenues came about. And And they said, can you put a chamber together to represent the West Side? So Ted Irvine, Matt Cohen, Steve Purcell.
Ted, you know, Ted was one of our very early interviews. He's a great guy, you know. I want to make sure that we set the geography correctly. When we talk about the West Side, this is the West Side of Des Moines, not West Des Moines.
Exactly. We are the West Side of the city of Des Moines. We basically cover Ingersoll and Grand up to Beaverdale and the Merle Hay Mall. And then in between that, you have Drake University, Uptown Shopping Center, Roosevelt Cultural District, Douglas Avenue corridor from MLK all the way over to the mall. A lot of great parts of the community. And we have a lot of great culture in our part. We have the Salisbury House, Des Moines Playhouse, Terrace Hill, Des Moines Art Center, and a lot of great history. So it's a nice part of the town.
It is. And when they've rebranded this area, or some of this area, as the avenues, Ingersoll Avenue and Grand Avenue and all that that encompasses, that was a nice boost for identifier for this area.
It is. This area here, which is kind of the area where our chamber was given birth from, the leadership here. Matt Cohen was our board president for a couple years. He's with RDG Planning and Design now, and he just a lot of great people here locally put in a lot of time and gave some great leadership to the Ingersoll and Grand area, rebranded at the Avenues. They have Ingersoll Live that's coming up this August, August 25th, I believe it is. It's their 15th anniversary. But then, you know, we go up to Beaverdale. Great community up in Beaverdale. A lot of community pride. A lot of great things going on up there.
And when I look at this section of Greater Des Moines Metro, there's lots of small businesses out here.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, lots of one, twosies, threesies, four people businesses, which is the lifeblood of most economies, by the way, as most people understand. But you got just, what, how many potential members do you think you've got?
Probably well over 2,500.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, just on the Des Moines West Side. And you're right, a lot of small to medium-sized businesses and some great educational, Drake University, Des Moines University. Again, great part of town, and I think our big challenge, every chamber has their unique set of challenges. Ours is just kind of bringing a cohesive voice and engagement to all these little individual communities. Roosevelt Cultural District.
Right. I mean, there's
another, another great area, a Des Moines Playhouse. We actually have a chamber social on Thursday night, June 21st, called the Summer Sipper. We're going to be at Lamy Bakery. There, Des Moines Playhouse is a sponsor. You know, that area just went through a major streetscape renovation, a wonderful public-private partnership project with the city, and some great local leadership there made that happen. And we did a ribbon cutting for them several months ago.
You know, speaking of construction and those types of things, one of the most interesting adjustments, I think, in the Greater Des Moines Metro was several years ago when Ingersoll Avenue said, okay, we're going to do a road diet here. They did it with paint and striping and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And so many businesses along Ingersoll were dead set against that. I mean, we had them on the air. You know, they were upset. They said, no, we can't change. We can't put a bike trail on Ingersoll. Yeah. This is crazy. We can't do it. And what happened was, even the loudest and most vociferous opponents to that are coming back saying, this is the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah. You know, I always go back to the phrase, change is hard even when it's good.
Yeah.
It's always the case. I tell you, I commute in for about 10 minutes on a four-lane road, two lanes each way, and boy, I wish there was that middle turning lane, you know, just for the flow of traffic and how many times we get stopped up with somebody having to make a left-hand turn. And so, yeah, I think, you know, they're these things, we're going through this right now. I'm sitting on the committee with the Douglas Avenue Coalition to revitalize Douglas Avenue. Huge project from MLK and the river all the way down to Merle Hay Mall. Just totally evaluating and improving that whole corridor. And there are some areas where they want to go from 4 to 3 lanes.
Sure.
And it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, there's intensive studies that go into traffic studies that go into this. It's not just somebody's grand
idea. These are not one-offs.
No.
I mean, and I think that is so important for people to understand. No matter where you happen to live in the greater Des Moines metro or whatever community that you're in, these transportation adjustments to vehicular traffic are happening all over the United States.
Yes.
As we embrace other modalities to move from point A to point B.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. We're talking with Daryl Sarmento. He is the chamber executive for the Westside Chamber of Commerce. What's the best part of your job, Daryl?
You know, I like people. I like to hear their stories. How'd you start your business? What do you love about it? Who's your competition? What makes you unique? I love to help people tell their story. What do you like about getting up every morning and doing what you do? You know, and some people have a hard time. They just kind of stumble into it or, well, gee, it's what I do. I don't know.
I never thought about that.
But, you know, people like doing business with people that are passionate about what they do, that love what they do. And sometimes as a chamber director, you're just kind of helping people tell their story and connect to the community at large. And you discover little hidden gems now and then.
Yeah.
You know, Andy's Frame Shop down the street here on Ingersoll. Been in business 20 years. Andy, how do you advertise? I don't. It's all referrals. If I want a frame done, 2 months out. That's how long it's going to take because I'm always backed up.
Isn't that something?
I always have business because he's got a great reputation. He's a craftsman. He loves what he does. And a lot of people just entrust their artwork and pictures to him. So he's always been, you know, those are just great little stories to find out.
And those stories are in every community and every place all across the United States and foreign countries.
Absolutely.
One of the fun things I think about being so heavily involved in a chamber, no matter where it happens to be, is the camaraderie and the opportunity to learn these stories and then retell them to other people. Because all of that, you know, we just had this conversation, Daryl, and I think you'll probably agree with this. We do a segment, it's called Marketing for Business with Phil K. James, and every week we take a look at social media and business, restaurant industry, all of these things that are usually small businesses.
Yeah.
And his dire prediction was, we are going to soon see the end of locally owned restaurants. That was his. And unless they get really good at telling their story.
You know, that's a great point, and I would agree. And for restaurants to kind of come out from behind the stove and build relationships within the community. We have some great restaurants. Jim Lacona down at Noah's Ark. I mean, he's involved in the community. He's involved with the Ingersoll Committee here, and he's been involved in an investor from day one, and a great Des Moines institution down there. But I love meeting the people and love hearing the stories.
Yeah, and
there's so many.
And if you can capitalize that, so if you're listening to this conversation, if you can capitalize on those stories and just exactly what Daryl said, get out of the kitchen or whatever, get out of the office and tell that story so that you've got a better leg up when the big box store or the big chain comes marching into your community, because it does matter.
Absolutely.
Daryl Sarmento, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the world of a chamber executive, and in particular, the Westside Chamber. All right, we talked about the good stuff, about all that. What's the most frustrating thing about being a chamber exec? And we're sharing this, you know, widely, and ACCE is coming to town.
Yeah.
The American Chamber of Commerce executives are going to be here. I suspect we'll hear all of these kinds of challenging stories from time to time. What's the most challenging thing about?
I think the challenging thing is kind of the flip-flop of what we talked about is getting people to come out and just connect and be a part of things. And not everyone is a socialite. Not everyone is a connector and likes to get out. I usually tell a business, okay, join the chamber. If you don't like getting out and meeting people, then find your most bubbly, outgoing employee and send them with a handful of business cards and shake hands and meet people and talk about your business. I used to do that when I helped manage a small business on behalf of the business owner. And after 2 years, everyone thought I owned the business. And he started showing up at things with me. And he actually didn't mind because he liked what he did and he liked sending me out to do what I did. So, you know, but I think it's the big challenge is just getting people to realize that communities move forward together. Let's face the fact that every great city that's seeing economic growth probably has a dynamic chamber of commerce as a part of the mix. And a lot of great things happen when you get people together. And I think that's the other hidden stories. And even when I look at from where Des Moines is at right now, that all these great things happening, bike trails and river walks and possible water, new water dam project on the river and all that stuff, that happens because of businesses getting involved in their community. And it obviously great city leadership is important, but rallying those businesses together, and that's what the chamber does really well, is rally businesses together to help support good causes. And nothing happens by accident. Even looking at what happened at the Roosevelt District, there was a great committee of local business leaders there that helped raise money and partner with the city to get that done. And so great things happen when people work together.
Wise words, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl, thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate that. And good luck to you and your continued success. And you got a lot of work to do. You got all these.
We do. It's our 10th anniversary. We'll be having a big 10th anniversary celebration at Drake University on October 18th, economic bus tour on September 7th, where we'll tour the whole west side and look at the projects going on. So people can go to our website, DesMoinesWestsideChamber.org, and see everything that's going on and get involved.
And we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thanks again.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that was Daryl Sarmento from the West Side Chamber of Commerce here in the greater Des Moines metro. If you missed any or all of that conversation, you can find it all up on our podcast page. And, by the way, we will have links to the West Side Chamber on the radio blog. Well, we've got to go. Our engineer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. Marketing and advertising comes to you from Aaron Libby. The music you're listening to right now was created exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some one-of-a-kind music for your company or production? We can hook you up. For all the crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, a great Father's Day, would you please? And thanks for listening to the Business News Hour on your time. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.